Life of St. Teresa, Episode 49. When St. Teresa arrived at the monastery of Alba, which she had founded 10 years before, the sisters there were alarmed by her weariness and frailty, and prevailed upon her to rest. The prioress and the other nuns begged her most earnestly to go to bed at once. This she did to obey them, and going to bed said these words, "How tired I am. It is more than 20 years since I have been to bed so early." Nevertheless, on the following day, she arose at the usual hour, and after having visited the house, she heard Mass and communicated with deep devotion and fervour. After this, she remained much the same, rising and sinking again, but receiving daily communion with her customary devotion till the feast of St. Michael. But on this day, after having been to Mass and Holy Communion, she went to bed. 3 days before her death, she spent nearly the whole night in deep prayer, and in the morning she sent for Father Anthony of Jesus to hear her confession. From that moment, it was understood in the monastery that our Lord had revealed to her the hour of her death, for Father Anthony, having told her in the presence of several nuns, to ask God to leave her still some time upon earth, she replied, "I am no longer needed in this world." On the 3rd day of October, the vigil of St. Francis, at about 5 o'clock in the evening, she asked for Holy Viaticum. She could hardly move at all, and when obliged, it was only with the help of 2 nuns. Whilst they were preparing to bring her the Blessed Sacrament, she said with her hands joined, to the nuns who surrounded her, "My daughters and my mistresses, I ask you for the love of God to keep faithfully the rules and constitutions of our order. Do not look at the bad example which this bad nun has given you, and forgive me." When she saw the Blessed Sacrament enter her cell, and she found herself in the presence of that dear Master whom she had so loved, all was in some sort transfigured in her. Her face became most beautiful and inflamed, and it was no longer what it had been before. It inspired a holy reverence, and looking supernaturally young, bore no longer any trace of age. Addressing her beloved whom she saw before her, she said, among other things, "O my Lord and my Spouse, the hour so longed for has come at last. It is time that we see one another." She gave him the most ardent thanks for having made her a daughter of the Church and that she was dying in her bosom. She often repeated, "After all, Lord, I am a daughter of the Church."